Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Entertain a motion to approve the delinquent shut off.
I'll make that motion to approve the delinquent shut offs.
Motion by Rick.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Entertain a motion for approval of claim.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
Awesome.
Second by Cole. Any discussion?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. I noticed in here that there was a CMI Chicago Motors Incorporated for a total of a purchase of a vehicle. It was not any of the vehicles that was in the list there.
They sold.
What's that?
They sold.
So that's not.
The ones that, the vehicles that I gave you guys was just, the only one that I wanted to buy was the pickup, but it was already sold. The other ones were just kind of like a rough, what they run for mileage and everything. This one, I sent an email. They're holding it for us. I believe it either has 51 or 59,000, so it's lower. And it's 24.9, and it also comes with a few other things that is going to be cheaper in the long run. Push bumpers and stuff in the back.
This is the 2018 one that was in here?
Yep, for the. And I have a picture of it on my phone there. He took it out of the thing, but it looks just like the. It's the same body style as the 17, but it's got a push bumper on the front of it.
So are we doing that in the right order, or are we supposed to, aren't we supposed to approve the purchase of the vehicle before we approve the claims?
I wrote in my thing that said, talks about the city council being notified in writing along with the quotes prior to the expenditure unless specifically identified in the annual budget documentation, which it was. So I tried keeping you guys in the loop on like what I was looking at.
It's also at the bottom of new business.
What's that?
It's also the last one under new business for tonight.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
But yeah, I have to do something with it as far as putting it on hold because the other ones, they just sell too fast.
Okay.
So, and I can't write a check for $25,000.
Any other questions? Rick?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Petitions or communications. The officer reports are the same ones that we had last week in the unofficial meeting. We'll go ahead and go through them and see if you have any questions. Fire chief's not here. Have any questions of Chief Hubert?
I guess my only question would be as we start looking at purchasing vehicles and that kind of stuff, I think that we need to be fiscally responsible in identifying whether we need vehicles. And talking to, I know that every officer on our police force has a vehicle at this particular point in time, yet I know that a majority of other cities, they share vehicles. That would be one way that we could cut costs for those, I mean, you put more miles on it in that sense, and maybe you go through them quicker. But we wouldn't have to have the five or six vehicles that we could possibly look at getting, better vehicles and using a share system for those, especially as we start looking at, where we're, the future and being fiscally responsible. I don't want to raise tax us on the citizens of Columbus to pay for things that maybe not be needed. So.
Any other questions for Chief Huber? Do you have page report? Any questions for public work? Anything to add?
Just under the jar expense, I got a local contractor. I'm hoping to get that. So we'll have that next board meeting to see the competing price for that. Jarvis didn't want to come back out. They said it was good from 4 or 5 months ago. So I just want to get a second look. So the local guy comes through, so we pulled that. And that south road on the tank, I had to call back because when I originally met over there for the north side road with Scott, it was my understanding that the south road couldn't be salvaged very well, or at least made to be in a shape that would last for repeated use, let alone to have the tank inspection done up. So I was a little surprised. That's why I asked him to then give me the quote on the south side that he came in lower. And he just said, well, we're not going to do quite as extensive, you know, for the drainage and whatnot. So, but we do have to get one of them done. And if we don't want to mess with the having to worry about an easement on the north side, then we have to have the south side done so they can get that equipment up there to get that inspected before the end of the year, or we'll be in violation. So hopefully this will last a while on there.
Any other questions for Peyton?
Peyton, just real quick, did we ever double check on that, on the tennis courts? Because originally I thought it was tennis courts and basketball court.
Yeah, Tree hit me up super fast.
I sent you an email now. Do you check your email?
No, not very often.
Yeah, it's bold.
Okay. It's bold?
Yeah.
Anything else?
I didn't have one. Sorry, guys, I didn't have one.
I wondered where it was.
Yeah. Aside from the typical reviewing all the RFQ and the contracts and stuff, I've been real busy working on personnel stuff. So, taking up most of my time the past few weeks. And then the typical city court, but not really anything extravagant to report back.
City clerk?
What's the deal on this lease between the golf course and the city of Columbus? We don't have one, or there's never been one?
No, there's been one. The only one that I can find, like, was a lease that lasted for like 40 years, which expired in 1993. And the golf course can't find one either. So it's an easy fix to just go ahead and do a new one.
I thought there was one for 99.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
When we first bought into that, it was supposed to be for 99 years. But I don't know where it's at.
I don't either.
And why that came up, Dennis, was because, and Bob, because I had to do a site title opinion for the new UV project. They're putting that, what's the building called? They're putting it right on the part, on the property line between those two, the golf course and the lagoon property. And so they wanted all, basically, the DEQ wanted to know all possible property interests that may affect that building before they do the SRF loan. So that came up. Where's the lease group? I'm like, so we tried looking for it. The golf course tried looking for it, and darn it, the last thing we find is one that expired when I was four. So. Mm-hmm. So that's how that came up. Just to give it a bit of context. So, but they're notified. They know about the project. They're good with everything going on. So.
Anything else for Sheree? Any public comment on current agenda items? Any public comment on current agenda items? No committee reports, there's no unfinished business. First item of new business is approval of customer agreement between Northwestern Energy and the City of Columbus in the amount of $63,169.32 to provide electrical services at 200 Lagoon Road for the UV project. Entertain a motion for approval.
I would make a motion to approve that customer agreement.
Motion by Bob.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion?
Is that an upgrade, Jake?
Yeah, they have to put the three phase, the existing box won't do the three phase, so they have to run it over there for the UV building.
Any questions? Rick?
Yes.
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of special use permit for Halloween trunk and treat, which should be included. Trunk and treat at Granite Peak Park on October 31st, 4/7. Entertain a motion for approval.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion by Dennis, second by Bob. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a special use permit for the parade of lights from December 6th and 4th to 8 p.m. Entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion for the approval of special use permit for parade of lights.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second it.
And by Dan, any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Next item is the second extension of the interlocal agreement for the City of Columbus and Rural Fire District. Entertain a motion for approval.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion?
How long does this go on? What's it?
Through this fiscal year.
Just the fiscal year?
So there's some, we're gonna start engaging in some talks with the fire district and how we wanna, because right now, we co-own the building and the property, and we need a, we've been trying over the past 6 months or so to work with the fire district on redoing the interlocal. And there's some changes that I think both parties wanna look at making, specifically with property and what to do with the building and stuff. And so this is kind of a stopgap through the end of this current fiscal year, and hopefully give us that time to hammer out a revised deal that better spells out the obligations moving forward in the city and the district.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Any other questions or discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of request for qualifications for engineering services to be advertised. Entertain a motion for approval.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis?
I'll second it.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of pay application number four for Mystic Mountain, the amount of $185,158.09 to accept the street storm drain project. Entertain a motion? Okay, Dennis?
I'll second it. I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan? Yes.
Next item is task order number 29, from Interstate Engineering, about $377,409, engineering services for the UV project. I'll make a motion to approve.
No choice.
I'll make that motion.
Then you come by it bigger. Motion by Colt.
I'll second.
Second by Dennis. Any discussion?
When will it come to a head? I mean, when will it be done?
We haven't started yet.
That's what I thought. I wasn't afraid of that.
We're hoping to go out to bid, advertise for bid in October, have an opening October 31st, and award for approval of November 4th council meeting.
And it's more than just, it's more intense than just slapping that UV thing in there.
Yeah.
You know, is it, right? I get it.
Yeah, this part is during the construction and the post-engineering.
And the project, how long do you think it's going to be paid?
Well, the only thing that would be the problem would be lead time, so at most 6 months, but a lot of the other interior work, we can get that done while we're waiting for the equipment and to arrive, so.
They have to empty that pond, don't they?
We've talked about that, but we're going to try to plan that as best we can to get that over the other side. It's kind of a little coordination.
Right.
And depends on how the winter goes too, so.
Right.
But it should be wrapped up by summer.
Thanks.
Motion by Colt. And.
Second by Dennis.
Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Colt?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yeah.
Rick?
Yes.
Yes.
The motion passes. Next item is a construction agreement between the cities and Stellar Excavating, amount of $21,100 for maintenance of road to the water tank. Any motion?
Make that motion.
Motion by Dennis?
I'll second.
Second by Rick. Any discussion?
No, because that was more than that, too.
Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Colt?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes.
No, that's actual.
Next item is approval of an infield replacement project for Mandeville Baseball Field at Grand Creek Park. We have the estimates from engineering west in front of you.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bob.
I'll second it.
Second by Dan. Any discussion?
Is this all coming out of city budget? Or is the school district? So we're putting the bill for the whole thing, but they're still playing baseball.
That's right.
This is an estimate.
This is an estimate, and I should.
Do we know who's going to do it?
Well, it's going to be.
Kind of a bid, ask for quote, local guys.
We've got
somebody.
Paul Garrett and.
Okay.
They're going to donate their equipment time.
Donate? Yeah, that's right. Forgot about.
Tom got together, it was typical Tom's deal. He got together with a couple of guys in Billings that are working on some of those fields down there, and they had got a deal on.
Scoria.
Some material, yeah. And certain mix that they can put in with it that helps it bind. So we think these costs might be less. The transportation is Garrett. That's what Garrett charged to build this.
So who's responsible for, we put 20 grand into the field. And yeah, it does need it. I mean, that field, most of the fields are overdue for infield replacement anyway. But who's going to be responsible then that's going to upkeep these? Once baseball season's over, I mean, is there going to be a little bit more of an agreement with Granite Peak that these coaches drag these fields after the games to prevent them from pulling up full of water when it rains between games? Or water, we're going to be in the same boat in 3 years because there's nobody that takes the time to put in the work. I mean, there's an upkeep that has to be done after games. You just can't leave a field. I mean, it needs to be drug. It needs to be, I mean, all that stuff needs to get put back because as soon as it rains and it doesn't get done, that's why the fields are in the condition they're in. It's because, and I get it, it's a volunteer organization, and the last thing, as a coach who's coached for 11 years, the last thing I want to do is sit there after a game and take care of it. But Clay does it. I do it. Travis does do it.
You do it?
Yeah. You know, but I mean, we're not the only three coaches.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, I'm all for doing that because, I mean, I want the fields to be good because I still coach on them. But there's got to be some kind of better agreement with Granite Peak and these coaches that are going to, I mean, take care of these fields or we're going to be in the exact same spot in 3 years.
Yeah.
Especially the infield. I mean, the user agreement says that, doesn't it? That they would drag it.
The schools is a bit different.
I mean, the Little League.
Yeah, they just pay a fee.
Right.
And then their maintenance is
also.
He wasn't over there much at all this year.
Yeah, but.
At all. The school maintenance guy working on that field at all. Ron was over there more than the school maintenance guys and then the city guys.
Yeah, the school does some work during baseball season. I think, you know, some of you guys were at that meeting. They made it pretty specific that they would help keep up the field during baseball season.
Right, but they use it for unofficial practices from now until baseball season.
Yeah, they're having practice right now.
I know.
Over there on Sunday.
Yeah. So
life ain't fair.
No, I know that.
I think that maybe that agreement that we have. This place we're going to have to insert that because if we're going to be eating the costs of upkeeping and maintaining, then they don't seem to want to pay anything. I mean, maybe we have to restrict their use of it then if they're not going to.
I think the language, don't quote me, I think the language is during the season of use for the school, we're supposed to split the cost of maintenance. It's cost sharing, 50-50.
Right.
And that was brought, I wasn't at the meeting, but that was brought up last time we had a discussion about this. And I guess the long story short was they're not putting in any towards it.
No, they're not.
So it says cost sharing during the season of use.
Right. And Cole, I agree that there's probably could be a better communication between Granite Peak and their coaches. I don't have a handle on how Granite Peak.
Who is Granite Peak?
That's right. How is Granite Peak structured? As far as I know, mostly Tom Chamberlain.
Tom.
You can get put together. And he rounds up coaches and, you know, and gets the sign up done. He has some people that help. And he has some parents that go out and work on fields at times. But that's the kind of organization it is. Volunteer.
Uh-huh.
You know, The only entity that, in my opinion, that's taking responsibility for year-round maintenance is the City of Columbus. We mow it.
Didn't start out that way back in the good old days. It was, remember when it was supposed to be, they were going to maintain it and all that. Pretty soon it got more and more and more and more. The city took over.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes when you have volunteers.
Yeah, it is. And I can remember.
If you want it nice, we're going to have to take care of it.
Well, it is our park.
Yep.
Yeah, it is our park. It's an asset to the town. You know, we're not going to restrict players up there. We're not going to tell the old guys that they can't play. We're not going to.
You're pointing at Dennis, not me.
That, you know, I think that's a reality. It's an expensive reality, but that's the reality. And, you know, last time we talked about this, we were talking about $80,000. Yeah. So when these numbers came in, we were shocked. And then
there was a little volunteer going on there.
Yeah.
A little volunteer.
And people want it done well, and they're stepping up. Where in the heck are we? That's discussion.
Yep.
Ready to vote.
Are you ready to vote? Chris?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Wolf?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. And next item is approval of purchase of police vehicle amount $25,955. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bob?
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion?
Are we getting rid of a vehicle? Is this replacing? Which one are we replacing?
The Impala.
And it's been here for a long time, right?
It's, yeah.
Last legs?
I think Bill Pronables bought that thing.
Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is pay application for Morrison Meyerly, $4,555.29, and Dick Anderson for $44,557.95. Yada, yada, yada. Our share is $2,455.67. I'm going to make a motion.
I move that we pay our share.
Okay. Motion by Rick. Second by Dan. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Any comments? Items not on the agenda.
Okay, I'm walking down Centennial last night and a couple nights ago. And I don't know if this is legal or whatever it must be, but these little kids are going around and around and around in a circle with a, I don't know what they're called. One was a little buggy and another one was a side-by-side, and they're just stirring up dust all over the place. And it's on that person's property that's got the little logs and all that. They just go around and around. And people in that area, they don't like it because there's a lot of dust. And I don't know, is that legal, or can you do anything about it? Or
is that north of Centennial?
Yeah, half that road's cut up into county and city, so what? Some of it's private property, some of it's not. I mean, there's...
Well, it's private property. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, the guy with all the logs is out.
Yeah.
He's in the county.
He's in the county.
He's in the county, yeah.
There's no...
So we can't do anything about that?
It's not even a nuisance thing, is there, if it's not in the city?
No, you're only...
Zoning will cover it, but I don't follow zoning at all, because we go out to the interstate.
It's under zoning, and I don't know that there's anything about riding bikes in zoning.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't think there is. I don't know, Bob.
I don't know either. I just asked. That's why I made that comment, because I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think just going over and talking to him would probably... I know the person that lives there. I think just going over there and talking to him.
I don't care if they go around the circle, but there's, you know, people, there's just dust all over the place.
Right.
I had a couple things I wanted to just mention. Last Monday we had a non-meeting. We had no quorum, so we couldn't have a meeting. And I think that's the first time that's happened that I can remember. What was interesting is the ripple effects and what that really does when we can't have a meeting. We meet every 2 weeks, first and third, and you know, we obviously can't open the meeting, and we can't approve our claims. So we have people who have been waiting sometimes for a full month, sometimes longer than that, if it's one of these deals where they've given us the price back in June or whatever and looked at it. So, you know, we had some calls from people who we promised the money on the 17th, and they aren't going to get it till tomorrow. And the reason I bring this up is, I'm not for one minute do I think that the three that weren't here conspired to all be gone at the same time. You know, there's no way. But if at all possible, if you know you're going to be gone, try to check with the other councilmen to make sure we don't come up short, if at all possible. It's not a problem. It's only a problem when it becomes a problem, and it hasn't been one for most of the time. It's kind of shocking how much of a problem it is when it happens. Second thing I wanted to mention, what I find to be one of the toughest parts of this job is try to get people to volunteer. I got to tell you, when we had those workshops that had the first of those workshops called the ROCE, RCOC, something, ROC, Rural Community.
Economic.
Economic development. And I told you guys about it, gave you handouts, and you could have volunteered to be on the workshop. None of you did. That's okay. We ended up having 30-some people there. You know, the people who were asked or just had an interest tended to show up. And I was pleased. Those are people that volunteered. It's gonna cost them 6 hours out of their life for four times this fall and through the winter. An issue that we have is our planning board currently has three vacancies, all from the town of Columbus. Right now, from what Cherie gave me today, out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, out of the 9 seats, there's only one that lives in the town of Columbus. On the parks, yeah. Peyton's on the planning board, he's a representative, but we've got three city appointments that are not filled. And it'd be good if we come up with some that might be willing to do that.
When does the planning board meet?
Meets on the fourth Tuesday of the month. They have four mandatory meetings a year. They generally meet, sometimes they don't meet any more than four times a year.
Right.
It doesn't take, and there's hardly any assignments. They've been working hard lately. Ironically, they finished our growth plan, but they can't get a quorum to make the recommendation to the governing bodies. So we're supposed to see it next month.
And it can't be a council person.
Can't be a council person. Yeah, you can't be on the board that recommends to the board that votes. But we've done
actually,
it before.
It
but
says
not
in the order.
Well,
we're allowed to have. I thought it said we could have two.
We can't put council members on it because they make recommendations.
That's why I had.
You mixed up on the.
Maybe it's the board adjustments. I was reading up through all of them today, and I swore one of them said it could be in the
official. Yeah,
when I became council, I was on the board, and I took your spot.
And
then when I got here, I was like, whoa.
Council doesn't review any board of adjustments.
I didn't really know it.
I think when I was mayor the first time, they let me stay on.
I think they did. Maybe.
Yeah, and I shouldn't have been. I should have been off immediately. And I was on until I came on this time, and I got off. And I don't know that my spot's been filled, but if we can talk it up some, it's not a big time commitment. They have no legislative ability. They can't make laws or pass laws. They can only make recommendations to the governing bodies, but it's a real important board. They would, if we have plans to have it become the Board of Adjustments and fit that back in.
My wife's opinion is you
off the board. That might help some.
We need you on that board too. I emailed you about that.
I like zoning. Yeah. Always, everyone.
I didn't check the emails.
Last thing I have, just to think about, probably you guys think about, Peyton mentioned tonight, could we see about having an open Zoom hookup for our city meetings? Where the whole town could Zoom in and watch us perform. It would have the advantage of even more transparency. It would also have the advantage if you couldn't come for a council person, they could Zoom in and be attend the meeting.
Well, we do that already. I mean, they can't.
Yeah, we do that. It would already be set up. We would have to set up a call. I just mentioned it because Peyton mentioned it to me, and if it's something we can research, if it's practical, doable, then we'll have to see where we want to do it.
What happens to item 9 then when you have, like, if you have 100 people watching, when the comment's not on the agenda, how long would we be here?
I know. More people. And what about the guy that gets on, just lost their rant at you?
Yeah. There's always a plug.
Yeah.
Our mayor.
Hey.
All right.
You can't have technical difficulties.
You get paid extra if it goes on too long.
No. Anybody else have anything they want to say?
Back to this planning board. Is it something that we could put in the paper to spoof it up a little bit to get some interest that way?
Well, I'm sure.
I put an ad in the paper, and there was.
I wondered maybe if you had
front page.
Yeah,
mention it in your.
Which one? Yeah, I'll certainly mention it around the county section.
Yeah,
and we can have some more conversations about the lack of volunteers in general.
You're doing a good job. I appreciate you, but that, let's keep that that way at least.
Yeah, like I said, this workshop that was encouraging. There's people that I never met.
Just read it.
You don't have to
use it. Because the last time watching,
they were interested in
23, and that's the version that came out.
Maybe not so much. It went out of all years. 2024. What was going on? But the things there are.
The only thing I thought of.
To serve in multiple
ways. So, I mean, this is down the road, but when the junior high does that, business fair, why don't we have the city set up some table and talk about all the freaking things that the city, then they're going to go home and tell their parents, and then, I mean, it's just a simple, easy thing, and that's down the road, but, yeah, I mean, just something that says, hey, these are all the things available to get involved in your community. I mean, up until being on city council, I had no idea if there was a city county planning board, you know what I mean, I didn't know anybody that it was.
Could you give me some examples? What is a planning board specifically? What are the things that they work on? Like, when they're meeting, what are the things that they are, you know, we talked about a growth policy, which we had talked before. That would be one thing of looking at where people are going to go. But what other things do they talk zoning, or is it?
Yeah, they are the zoning board. They deal with subdivisions. All the subdivision review. That's why the city county planning board sometimes doesn't have anything to do, because there's no subdivisions going on. They look at different development.
It's been growth policy. Just been the growth policy, the few that I've been at. Finishing that up, so
it's good to review that zoning code.
Yeah.
Every few years, and that's what they do. Make recommendations to council.
Mm-hmm. The growth policy's been a big deal. They've worked on that for 6 months, well, more than 6 months, about a year.
So who's on there? You said that there's 9 people on there, and there's 3 vacancies, right? We're all from Columbus. Who's on the planning board? Who are some of the county members, and who are some of the
Richard Sidwell.
Okay.
Mentioned Don Parks, Peyton's on it. Heidi Stottle, Kyle Stottle, Shad Keenis. They're all in the
county.
Yeah, they're all inside the zoning area but outside the city limits.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
I have one thing to say. Mike, our person who's been volunteering for 15 years down at the park, and then his resignation today.
Abfelder?
Yeah, is that how you say his last name?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there won't be anyone going down to the park 3 or 4 times a day anymore to help with that.
Entertained motion adjourned.
I didn't make that motion.
Motion by you.
Second.
All favors say aye.
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 The little things in life.
Yeah.
Going, you.
Oh, and dog.
Yes, that's what you
said.
You're going to be Colorado, Henry, Robert, and Sam.
The junior high, all the junior high kids come through and do like a new child fair thing.
Come back to age, silver, Toyota.
We just, you know, just push that one thing about charities to just have a
to volunteer. Not necessarily a job.
Take a form, huh?